Here we go with another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim along with you to share about 5 minutes of good stuff for you. And starting things off, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you for a summer trip down the Niobrara River. Maybe a fishing trip for walleye, catfish, muskie out at Merritt Reservoir, or just enjoy the International Dark Skies Park designation and the Nebraska Star Party coming up later in July. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. If you are really seriously looking for local, international, national livestock industry news, if you'd really like to get the latest in livestock auction reports, and you really appreciate award-winning columnists, what about checking out classifieds for things that you're needing or wanting to get rid of? Special interest section. All of this comes in Tri-State Livestock News, and you get it every week. It covers everything. And so if you're looking for something to get that wraps it all in one neat little package, it's TSLN. Try it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, starting off the week of 4th of July, and Kim, what do you have to share with us today?
I have a piece called Pity the Fool, and it's by Yvonne Hollenbeck, so get ready.
Okay, I'm going to do something about Congress of Baboons. You've heard it before. Time to do it again.
That sounds intriguing. Pity the Fool by Yvonne Hollenbeck. They sang, "Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light? But you plainly can't see by your actions tonight. 'Cause as the anthem was played and folks rose to their feet, you chose to ignore it and just stayed in your seat. Perhaps some attention was something you needed. If that was the case, then you certainly succeeded. And I hope you aren't thinking that you are real cool, because to all of us observers, you looked like a fool. They say no one's so blind as those who cannot see. It seems you must be sightless as to why we all are free. You might think you're a hero because you're good at playing ball, but the heroes folks applaud have their names carved on a wall. In fact, it would be good if you would stand before that wall and see the names of soldiers who, for you, they gave their all, or see a gold star mother as she hugs to her chest a flag presented to her as her son is laid to rest. If it weren't for all those heroes, you would not be free to act like a fool and allowed to take a knee. And it probably won't be long before your playing days are through. Is that the way you want to have the fans remember you? I hope you gain some sense before you play your final game, because soon folks will forget you and will not recall your name. Though it seems that all bad actions are remembered as a rule, your legacy will be that you were pitied as a fool."
Ooh, I like that. I wonder when she wrote that. I don't know the year on that. But
yeah.
Always some good stuff from Yvonne Hollenbeck. Congress of Baboons. The English language has some wonderfully collective nouns for the various groups of animals. We're familiar with a herd of cows, a flock of chickens, school of fish, a gaggle of geese, those things. But there are some widely known, less widely known, a pride of lions. Probably heard that. A murder of crows, as well as their cousins, the rooks and ravens. An exaltation of doves, and presumably, because they look so wise, a parliament of owls. Now, consider a group of baboons. They are the loudest, most dangerous, most obnoxious, most viciously aggressive, and least intelligent of all the primates. And what is the proper collective noun for a group of baboons? Believe it or not, they're called a congress. I guess that pretty much explains the things that we can get out of Washington these days, right?
No kidding. That's very funny. This is a poem that I memorized many years ago. And while sometimes I can't exactly remember it.
I was going to say, are you going to do it by memory?
No, of course not. But it's always had a special place in my heart. God said to build a better world, and I asked how. The world is a cold, dark place. So complicated now. I'm so young and useless. There's nothing I can do. But God in all his wisdom said, just build a better you.
Oh, there is some good advice there. You know, we're coming up on the 4th of July. And we want to make sure everybody is flying your flag. Want to make sure that if there's a parade in your town, go attend that. Be in it. You know, decorate something up and enter that 4th of July parade. Or if there's a 4th of July, some type of a memorial program, make sure that you take part in that as well. A lot of places across the country will be doing a Let Freedom Ring program at some time on the 4th of July. So check that out in your area. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.